Welcome to Awareness to Action, where you'll discover how possibilities become reality with me, Joan Marlowe. Join me and my amazing guests for powerful stories about those world-shifting aha moments. You know, the ones that catapult you into action and transform the way you walk through the world. Yes, you can live your life with purpose and passion. Maybe you aren't there yet, and that's okay. This show will take you behind the scenes and walk you through how other people just like you were called to transform their lives and the journey they embarked on to get there. The first step to taking life-changing action, or any action at all, is awareness. Maybe that's why you're here. Join the movement to create and live your purpose and passion while embracing your authenticity. Awareness to Action starts now. Joan Marlowe, and welcome to Awareness to Action. And it's so interesting each time. I mean, I recorded the promo and whatever else, the little intro spiel. And every time I hear that, knowing what's going to be happening for this next hour in this show, it just speaks so well to me and so loudly to me, saying that I am really, really honored to be interviewing and chatting with folks to share with you people that took that aha moment and took it to another level. They looked at the possible fears that might be involved, and they just said, who cares about that? I need to get something done. And today's guest, Jennifer Pitt, really, really speaks to that, as you will find out. The title of this show is No Victims, Empowering Seniors in the Fight Against Fraud. So again, that's a very, very powerful statement. And we all know that fraudulent activity against seniors is rampant. If any of you are involved in getting the AARP bulletin or the magazines or just newscasts or whatever, we are constantly hearing about seniors being influenced and being taken down by fraud or fraudulent behavior. And we're going to talk about all those little pieces and parts. And, you know, we try to have, you know, one part of my life in working with the senior industry is to work to attempt seniors to stay at home and be independent as long as they possibly can be. Then we look at some of these infractions that happen to them and what Jennifer is going to be talking about today and how she is striving to put a stop to the fraud that's happening to seniors so that seniors can live their best life, whether it be that they're choosing to stay at home as long as they possibly can, or they're living in a community. We want them to live their best life because they've done wonders for us. We now need to take care of them. So without further ado, let me introduce you to Jennifer Pitt. And Jennifer, thank you so much for being here.
I really appreciate it.
Good, good. Well, let me share a little bit about Jennifer. Jennifer grew up in Colorado, but in late 2017, she moved to Arizona to escape the cold weather and experience new adventures, and also to experience our 114 degree weather. It's all good. It's definitely all good. Jennifer is a certified fraud examiner who has a master's degree in psychology and a bachelor's degree in criminal justice. Jennifer is a seasoned fraud investigator and a recognized subject matter expert in vulnerable adult elder financial exploitation in Colorado and Arizona. Jennifer's background includes supervision of an investigations unit at Adult Protective Services and 15 years in law enforcement. For the last 6 years of her law enforcement career, Jennifer conducted criminal investigations of complex financial crimes to include forgery, money laundering, identity theft, and vulnerable adult elder financial exploitation. I need to take a deep breath after that. That's a lot of bad guys out there doing bad stuff. And thank you for people like Jennifer that are out there helping us get beyond that. So Jennifer has a passion to help those who cannot help themselves, particularly the elderly. During Jennifer's career, she recognized a gap in assisting the elderly. No one really helps seniors learn how to avoid becoming victims of fraud. It's too late once they are a victim. When seniors became victims, they would simply report their crimes. But wouldn't it be great if seniors recognized red flags and knew of techniques to avoid becoming a victim in the first place? That's Jennifer's role now. Understanding the need to fill this gap in early 2020, Jennifer created Voice Against Fraud, LLC. Jennifer empowers seniors to fight against fraud by teaching classes on prevention of identity theft, scams, and financial exploitation. And additional information about Voice Against Fraud LLC can be found on her website, voiceagainstfraud.com. We'll be talking a lot more about that. So Jennifer, as I said, welcome. And again, thank you for your service over many years to help protect us as we go through life and try to live our best lives. So this is a whole new factor in looking at health and well-being, and we're looking at the financial well-being as well as the mental and emotional well-being when we can help seniors avoid this crazy nightmare. Right. So as I start most of my shows, I love providing some basic definitions about what you're actually going to be talking about, because when you speak about fraud and you speak about exploitation, you speak about scams, give us general definitions of how you interpret that. And again, this is now looking at it from a person who is fighting and helping us avoid this stuff. So it might be a whole different kind of a flavor than you might have experienced before in that definition.
Right. And there are differences between scams, identity theft, and financial exploitation. And so I have separate classes on each. So identity theft, I'll just go over kind of some brief definitions of what they are and what I'm talking about. So identity theft is when somebody takes your personal identifying information. So that's your name and date of birth, your social security number, could be your driver's license information, could be your medical information. Maybe it's your credit card information or your bank information. And with identity thieves, the idea is that they target anybody. They don't care who is a target as long as they get your personal identifying information. And they can use that information to either make purchases on credit cards or bank accounts, or they can use it to do an account takeover or identity takeover, where they basically take over every aspect of your life. So that's identity theft. So when we talk about scams, this is the thing that most people recognize when we talk about fraud. Information about scams is out there on the internet. You've seen lottery scams, romance scams, scams where somebody calls claiming to be from the government. That's what we're talking about when we talk about scams. With scams, these bad guys have scripts. They do this job Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. That's their job, is to take your information or your money. They have scripts that are different depending on what scam it is, and different depending on what you say. Their scripts also include things to get over your hesitancies, and they recruit other people to do these scams. So like identity theft, scams basically target anybody. They don't care who is a victim. They basically cast out a wide net hoping to get anybody that will bite. Financial exploitation is a little bit more complicated, and it's very different than scams and identity theft. In the general scheme of things, financial exploitation is just when somebody takes financial advantage of somebody else. But what I'm talking about here when I talk about financial exploitation is a targeted attack. In financial exploitation that I will be talking about in my classes, it's when somebody embeds themselves in the life of a particular senior to take their money for a long period of time. Mm. And this fraud actually happens usually over 2 to 3 years before somebody figures it out and actually contacts law enforcement or adult protective services. And so they're very, very, very different.
Well, and they are very, very different. And that's why it was so important. And that's why I appreciate your giving that amazing explanation of what those three areas are, because they are very, very different. And again, I think that's important to note, because each one has a different objective. And I love what you said in that the people that are doing the scams, this literally is their job. This is their career, and they are darn good at it. They're smooth, whatever else. And that's what's so terrifying. It's as much as how much we love doing our jobs, they're doing the same thing. And what they leave in their wake is just ridiculous.
Right, absolutely.
So can you tell us a little bit about why? What was your aha? How are you here?
So like you had introduced, I have a background in law enforcement, and going in investigations in law enforcement, speaking to victims, especially seniors, it was so heartbreaking to really look in their eyes, and people that didn't even recognize who they were, didn't recognize who their family was. And then all of a sudden the light bulb came on in them, and they realized that somebody had taken financial advantage of them. And in the case of exploitation, the suspects are usually family members or caregivers. And so when the light bulb would come on with them with, wow, I can't believe my daughter just took my last dime and I have nothing, it was so heartbreaking to see that look in their eyes and that realization. And they would tell me, I just wish I would have known, you know, how to prevent this in the first place. And so I really noticed that there was a need, that law enforcement is very reactive, that, you know, a crime happens, people call the police, and there's nobody there to prevent people from becoming victims. And so I noticed that gap, and thinking of those seniors I had spoken to, that's really why I started my business.
Wow. Well, we're going to expand upon that. And again, some of the things that popped up, and you and I talked about it before, but it really hit home now that we're finally in our show mode. You know, the phrase about, I wish I had known. I wish I had known better. And then also talking about that reaction versus proactivity. So let's stop right now and take a break, and we'll come right back, and we're going to go back and address some of those things.
Okay.
Thanks for being here. See you in a minute.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationship with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Looking for the next Can't Put It Down book? Pick up Unapologetically Favored by Courtney Cottrell, 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy and motivational speaker. See this beautiful coming-of-age story unfold through the eyes of a true leader. A testimony of tenacity, faith, and self-love that will have you embarking on your own path of self-discovery. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney and her work.
Hi, I'm Trish Laub from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about care hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your care hero tip of the day. As a child, I took dance lessons. I would twirl through the grocery store, leap from aisle to aisle, and dance anywhere I could. One day, while giving my parents their medications, I realized that dance was my medicine. And when I took my medicine, I was more patient and focused, and my emotional and spiritual tank was filled with more of everything I needed to be a better caregiver and daughter to my parents. I realized that self-care was not selfish, but rather self-love, and that it was essential to my ability to be resilient and to recharge and thrive instead of merely survive. So now, when I need to recharge, I turn up the volume and dance it off. What's your medicine? Tune into my show to learn more. See you the second and fourth Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlaub.com.
Well, welcome back. And I'm Joan Marlowe. My guest today is Jennifer Pitt. And the very, very important conversation we're having today is talking about Jennifer's business, her role in the world as an investigator, a longtime investigator in the criminal justice system, as a policeman and whatever else, is looking at empowering seniors to fight against fraud. And the word empowerment is also important. So oh my goodness, there's lots of things we need to talk about. So in looking at empowerment, what is it you hope to achieve in that empowerment issue? What does that mean to you? Because I've had other guests that talk about empowerment. So that was a comment, that was a phrase that we missed earlier. What does it mean to you?
So empowerment in my world, in the fraud prevention world, basically I want to show seniors that they don't have to be victims. Mm-hmm. So many times in investigations, again, seniors have said, you know, I wish I would have known how to not be a victim. If there's something I could have done differently, maybe I wouldn't have been a victim. And so I don't want seniors to be victims. Seniors, that the particular generation that we're talking about, is the generation of trust, the handshake generation, very prideful, not wanting to say when they're embarrassed, and they tend to not report things to law enforcement because of the embarrassment aspect. And I want to show seniors, you don't have to be embarrassed. Anyone can be a victim. I'm going to give you tips and tools on how you can empower yourself so that you don't become a victim in the first place.
That is so important. And again, tips, tools, and techniques are what so many of us are trying to do to help people, again, live their best life, but also what you just said, to maintain that that image and that thought that they had, that they are prideful, that they are private, that they thought they knew better. That's not going to happen to me. How many of us have said those kinds of things and then look what happens to us? And that's how good these bad guys are. But earlier you also talked about, you know, the role of the criminal justice system is all the reactive piece. And I think what you're talking about now is trying to be proactive. And again, proactivity could avoid all of the shame and the embarrassment and whatever that they're putting upon themselves, let alone how the families feel when their loved ones have been duped. And you know what that means to them, because there can be a trickle down effect from that as well. So in looking at this proactivity, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that seniors might be able to do, or even helping the families of seniors so they can be on the lookout and maybe be the cheerleader to help let, you know, mom and dad or grandma and grandpa or auntie and uncle know that they're going to be okay, that not everybody is a good guy, and learning how to say no, et cetera. So what are some of the things that you can do? What are some of the things that you talk about?
So in all three of my classes, I talk about how to identify what scams, identity theft, and exploitation are. I talk about the red flags. I also talk about the psychology behind why people continue to be victims, whether it's trust or fear or compassion or loneliness. I talk about those things and really go into this is why people are victims. I also talk about what happens if you are a victim, and then I talk about prevention tips to help avoid being a victim in the first place. And so I think that the couple of biggest things that I can tell seniors and their families, as well as other care providers to look out for, is don't believe everything you see and hear. And this is specifically regarding emails and phone calls. With scams in particular, those happen usually over the phone or over the internet. You'll get an email, you'll get a phone call from somebody or somebody claiming to be from a business or corporation that they're actually not from. Question that. You know, if you get a call saying, I'm a police officer, you have a warrant, you need to pay me money, question that. Don't just automatically believe they're a police officer. Ask for their badge number, verify their employment. Same thing with emails. Don't just believe that every email that you're getting is from that person. Really look at that and confide in other people. So often we're, including myself, we just look at things and say, oh no, I got this. I know what I'm looking at. It's not fraudulent, or it is fraudulent. It always helps to have a second pair of eyes or ears. run that scenario, that call, that that email by a friend or family member and ask them what they think. Oftentimes we miss something, especially when we read emails. There are things like spelling or grammatical errors that we might miss, but somebody else might catch up on. So really that's one of the biggest tips on scams that I can give. The biggest tip overall on exploitation that I can give to families and seniors is you're not alone. A lot of times in exploitation in particular, the first thing that will happen is the senior will be isolated. That suspect will isolate the senior. As a senior, as you know, a daughter of a senior or a son of a senior, check in with that person. You know, check in with neighbors. Periodically, just talk to people. Let them know what is going on in your life. We're very private, especially COVID kind of locked us all inside. We don't do as much, you know, networking in person or things like that. But just talk to people. Let them know what's going on in your life. Other people, again, might see some of the red flags, like the isolation, like the harassment or the yelling, things like that, that you might not see.
Wow. There was a lot in there as well. And I was, even though you and I've talked about this before, I'm still writing notes because there are points that I think need to be brought up. And now that you brought up also the whole COVID process in looking at the major issue with loneliness anyway for seniors. So it's been a playground for the scammers and the bad guys out there to get involved and to, you know, befriend people to say, I'm okay, trust me. And again, folks are lonely and they're very, very trusting, and that's important. And, you know, even for myself, I have, and I love what you said about having other people take a look at things. I recently, the bank I work with is Bank of America, and I got a really, really strange email from Bank of America, and there was something wrong with the logo. It looked good, but it wasn't quite there, and it didn't have the normal information that follows that logo or the bottom of the page. There was just something that I just went, and it was just a weird, weird question. So I actually called Bank of America and I actually sent it out to some other friends and just said, hey, take a look at this and let me know what you think. And just to get that kind of feedback, and I've done that many, many times. And also the IRS doesn't normally call you on the phone, correct?
Correct. Correct.
And Medicare doesn't normally call you on the phone, correct?
Correct.
And Social Security normally doesn't call you on the phone.
No.
So right there, you go, okay, you know, the little radar goes up and says there's something not quite right. But again, with seniors, that level of trust, and like you said, trust, fear, compassion, and the loneliness. And again, they don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. So of course, they're going to be compassionate for this person. And then you've got the big scam that says, you know, I'm calling ahead for your grandson, and they know what your grandson's name is. And they ask for these big dollar amounts. And of course, grandma wants to take care of her grandson. So that's what happens. It just happens all the time. So what are the classes that you teach? You mentioned the three classes, and so what are they?
So I teach scam prevention, so scams recognition and prevention. And with that, I actually can teach a whole scams class where it's basically an hour long, where I teach 8 different scams, or I can break that up and I can teach 2 separate classes for seniors on scams. And then identity theft recognition and prevention. What I do with identity theft is it's an in-person hands-on class. It's the only class that I do not teach on webinar. And I will actually show somebody in the class how easy it is to steal your identity. We talk about checks, we talk about credit cards, we talk about internet safety just briefly. And then exploitation with that class I give a case example of a case that I worked in and what happened in that case. And again, we talk about the red flags to look for. Who are the victims? Who are the suspects? Why are they victims? And then we talk about what to do if you do become a victim and what how to prevent becoming a victim. Mm-hmm. And so each of those classes is an hour long that I teach.
It's an hour long. Mm-hmm. And you said webinar. So how can people get involved in gathering this webinar?
Yeah, so my website is voiceagainstfraud.com. My email address is on my website. It's jpitt@voiceagainstfraud.com. If you're interested in a class, I teach individuals. If you're interested in an individual session, you can certainly email me. I also teach courses at different facilities. If your facility is interested in hosting that and sponsoring that event, once you sponsor it, then it would be free for all the seniors who participate. So you can certainly get in touch with me by email, and you can look at my services on my website as well.
Wow, that's fabulous. And we're gonna talk about that in a little bit as well to get more information about that information for them and how people can reach you and how, you know, what a class might look like for you. But let's cut to a break now. This is a good spot to cut to a break. We'll come back and we're gonna talk about, you know, what makes you a little bit different than someone else out there doing possibly the same thing. See you in a minute.
Let's face it, you don't love your wrinkles. You probably work out, but you have been skipping face day. Join Colette Marie Steffen for daily face yoga. You'll learn to activate and train facial muscles and reverse the visible effects of aging. Forget about expensive procedures and products that don't work. Live virtual classes every day at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. Pacific. Sign up for face yoga with Colette. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Are you ready to shift your life into overdrive and stop wasting your time? If so, then I want to invite you right now to the Body Regeneration Online Academy with me, Tracy L. In a world filled with so much information, you can get overloaded and confused, left feeling like you've tried everything and still no results. If this is you, then this platform is for you to help you step into your power, your intuition, and gain clarity. You will learn simple tools that you can use as you walk down the street, and I will teach you how to grow a stronger connection to the God consciousness. Imagine having me as your coach, shifting you, uplifting you, empowering you every week, and most of all, helping you stay connected so you can navigate your life's journey with ease and grace. Nothing will be able to get in your way. Plus, you will have a community filled with souls just like you to pick you up when you fall down and support you on your wins. No one can go this journey alone. If you are ready for your live activations, check me out at TracyLClark.com and join the TLC Body Regeneration Online Academy now.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out. But we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune in to And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Well, welcome back. I'm Joan Marlowe. My guest is Jennifer Pitt, and we're talking about that very, very important conversation related to keeping our seniors safe from fraud and scams and exploitation. Again, we've learned that they're three very, very different situations. And keep in mind, maybe we didn't touch upon it strongly enough, don't always think that the person who's taking advantage of you is a stranger that's befriending you, because it could be somebody that you know. Can you speak to a little bit about that, Jennifer, your experiences of what you've seen?
Yeah, absolutely. So with scams and identity theft, most of the time, those two particular things. So again, we're talking about scams are a scripted attack where somebody has a story that they make up, you know, a lottery scam, a romance scam. Those are mostly strangers. Identity thieves, locally in Arizona and in Colorado, we see a lot of people that steal mail. A lot of people that steal information when you swipe your credit card. Those are usually strangers that, again, don't care who they target. Financial exploitation is very different, though. The suspects in these cases most often are family members and caregivers. And the horrible thing about that is those are the two groups that seniors rely upon most. You have people that, because they know that you as a senior are getting older, maybe you have a cognitive decline, maybe there's a physical decline that's happening, they know that they can start to take advantage of you. And what happens in exploitation, there are some red flags that I talk about in suspect behavior in this exploitation class. But the first thing, again, is that they isolate you. And this is unique to exploitation, then it's unique from scams and identity theft. It's very unique to exploitation. They isolate seniors because they don't want anybody else to see what's going on. Because again, this exploitation, this fraud happens over a long period of time. So they're not going to just try to drain your bank account in one shot. The idea is they'll actually try to get on your bank account, maybe become your power of attorney, become your friend, get you to sign some documents, some loan documents for them, maybe sign your house over to them. And slowly but surely, they keep taking more and more and more from you until you have nothing left. One of the most important cases that I worked is a case that I talk about in my class. It involves a senior who was befriended by a hairdresser. And they were friends for over 20 years. And he would periodically loan her money. And she never paid that money back. And she, when I talked to her, she never intended to pay that money back. But eventually he had a very severe cognitive decline, got diagnosed with severe Alzheimer's, got told by a doctor he couldn't make his own decisions. And then what happened is she actually knew that. She had told me when I interviewed her as an investigator, she knew that that was happening, could tell me exactly when she noticed that. And so she pounced on that and took more money from him and continued to take his money, even though she knew she couldn't. And what happened is by the time I was done investigating, his account was nearly drained. So this was a man who had a lot of money. When I interviewed him, he had no idea. I showed him a picture of himself. He didn't recognize the photo of himself. He had no idea what I was talking about. And then all of a sudden, as I started kind of putting the pieces in front of him, all of a sudden that light bulb kicked on and he said, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe my longtime friend would do this to me. I can't believe it." It was so heartbreaking. His daughter had nothing. There was an inheritance. He had given this woman all the inheritance. And so his daughter was left with nothing as well. And his daughter was left to pick up the emotional pieces of this senior and really help him. She was in a different state, ended up moving back to help him with, you know, try to pick up the pieces and help him realize that, you know, he's not stupid. He didn't just, you know, anybody could have fallen for this. She took advantage of him. She was a predator. So very heartbreaking.
Just hearing that word predator, that's, you know, prey and predator. And that should be happening out in the wilderness, not on the front steps of your house, not over a telephone call, not over an email, especially, you know, not by someone that you trust in your life who's been working with you for years. So those are very important things. And, you know, again, another piece of my life is dealing with seniors and especially dealing with those with cognitive impairment. And when we try to, when we do classes and we're speaking to people about how do you identify some of the signs of cognitive decline, one of the things that comes out over and over again is the willingly of just writing out checks or going to the bank and pulling out money because they found somebody that said they needed money. And that's one of the things that pops up quite often. You can say, wow, that behavior is not typical of mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, or whatever else. And so that's very important as well. So, you know, the question becomes, the seniors love to be independent. How can their children or their grandchildren help to protect them? What can they do? And as you said, like, you know, somebody doing a visit and watching or going to somebody and asking a question, but how do you flip it the other way around so that the family members are more proactive to just watch over the possibilities?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great question. So a couple of things. There are a couple of forms that can really help out. There's something called a trusted contact form, and not every bank has it, but it's basically an emergency contact listed on your bank account. And the idea with this form or this emergency contact is that in case the bank suspects exploitation, they actually call this person, and this person can look at the bank account to see if there's exploitation. The person can't manipulate the bank account or withdraw any funds or change who is the owner of the account, but they can look to see, oh my gosh, yeah, this charge is unusual. So that's a great form. The other thing is a power of attorney form. You are never too young to have a power of attorney form. You can be too decline to get a power of attorney form. So one of the things that that I tell people is get a power of attorney form early. I have a financial power of attorney. I have a medical power of attorney. I have a mental health power of attorney. I have no plan of passing away anytime soon, but just in case something happens, it protects me and my assets. So the financial power of attorney, the biggest thing is really think about who you want that to be. Oftentimes in financial exploitation, the suspects are powers of attorneys because they're family members. So really think about who that person is. So often I hear people say, oh, that can never happen to my family. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to designate, you know, my daughter or my son as power of attorney and that'll be fine. Really think about that and then designate a backup person so that in case that initial financial power of attorney doesn't want to act or can't act, there's another person that can. In my family in particular, we had a situation prior to my grandfather passing away where he had a slight cognitive decline. And my dad had called and asked me, you know, how do I get a power of attorney for your grandfather? And I said, well, what's his cognitive condition? And he said, well, he's got severe Alzheimer's. He can't make his own financial decisions, but he can make other decisions. And I said, well, you can't get a power of attorney then. What people don't realize about power of attorney documents, that's so important. It's not a document that is done for someone or to somebody. It is a document that is done by that person. It's their wishes while they are competent to make those decisions. So it's really important to get that document and then put it on file with your bank. Even if it's not in effect, send it to your bank. I've worked a lot of cases where somebody legitimately will say, well, I can't. I went to the bank to try to talk about this power of attorney document, and they won't let me put the power of attorney document in there because the person's not competent to make their decisions. Correct, because the bank needs to verify that that's the person's wishes. So you as the senior, you as that person who's designating your power of attorney, put that on file with your bank so that your bank knows that those are your wishes when the time comes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The big takeaways in that whole segment my arms were going, oh my goodness, goodness, we all need to know that. The big takeaways for me that, again, I want to repeat for the audience is the fact that it's never too soon to have a power of attorney. That was a very, very powerful statement. You don't have to wait until you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, or whenever, because of course we think we're invincible. So we are going anywhere. And, you know, we've said that all along. I'm not planning on going anywhere. I'm going to be fine. I'm going to take care of myself. But we never, ever know. And to add to that, I recently had a conversation from someone reaching out to me who had a question about powers of attorney, whatever, because they knew that I am familiar with people in the world of the senior industry. And the person I reached out to, a trusted advisor, basically said that he has sat in on many, 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 many attorneys' presentations. And the attorneys will actually say that we should probably go back and review and update all of our documentations, including that power of attorney, every 2 to 3 years. And it's on my to-do list now to do this in October because I think that's very important. And I had never thought, I thought once it's done, it's done, whew, it's done. But life changes and people change and things change. And it's that reflective mode that you go back and you review and things aren't always the same. And relationships switch. I mean, we know on and on and on all the things that can happen to us. So all of those things are so important. So another question that I have based on what you just shared, you primarily work in Arizona and Colorado with the work that you do, and there's all legal ramifications related to that and what you can do and can't do in person versus webinar, et cetera. So I get that. But when you talk about this trusted contact form at your bank, is that a whole banking industry process? So anybody, anywhere can go to a bank and have that done?
So it, yes and no. So it depends.
Of course, nothing is easy. Nothing is easy.
Yes, it depends on the bank. Some banks offer that, some banks don't. Okay. So it doesn't hurt to ask your bank. Sometimes banks call them different things, emergency contact. But okay. The basic idea is you're looking for some form where you can document somebody who can be called if they suspect that something's going on with your account, if there's exploitation or fraud on your account.
Okay.
And you want that to be the somebody who's not the power of attorney, because again, we talked about how the power of attorney can be the suspect. So you want to pick somebody else so that you have a great system of checks and balances.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Again, those are very, very powerful words, looking at this checks and balance, always having an overseer, someone that has your back, someone who's there to protect you as well. So that's vitally important. So as we get ready to go into our last section before we're heading to break now, when we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, hopefully Jennifer will offer us some more tips and tools that we might be able to use in moving forward, and talking about sharing this information with especially even the show, with people in your life so they get the true facts. So see you in a minute. Thank you.
There's a beautiful story of Princess Damayanti and King Nala. It was traditional that a princess chose whom she wanted to marry by placing a garland of flowers around his neck. Damayanti was so beautiful, intelligent and accomplished that the divine gods themselves wanted to marry her, but her heart already belonged to King Nala. Knowing this, many gods attended the choosing ceremony perfectly disguised as King Nala. Damayanti, seeing many Nalas seated around the grand hall, became inwardly still and quiet and prayed for guidance. She was blessed by the power of her love to see through the illusion. She placed the garland around the neck of the real King Nala, whom she loved. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, to learn how to let the power of love cut through the illusion. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Hi. Hi, everyone. This is Courtney Cottrell, host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal? Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara Company. I've been using the Volara Company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Jennifer and I were talking about how she wants to use her last 8 minutes of the show. And one of the things that she said was, you know, she's afraid she's giving too much information or she's leaving something out, which is oh so true. But the beauty of this podcast process is the fact that you can go back and listen again. And you can always reach out to Jennifer. And that's another beautiful thing. So Jennifer, tell folks again how they can reach you.
So again, I have a website, voiceagainstfraud.com. On that website, you'll find my email address. It's jpitt@voiceagainstfraud.com. You'll also find information about my services and some different resources that you can use if you become a victim or to prevent becoming a victim. You can always reach out to me by email if you want to sign up for a class, if you have more questions about that. And I also can do different classes depending on your needs. So just reach out to me. I would love to hear from you and hopefully help somebody avoid becoming a victim.
Yep. That's our goal in all of this, is to do the proactive approach so we do the avoid versus having to do the horrific emotional cleanup when something like, and it could be devastating where you've lost everything and your future is now gone. So what are you going to do about that? So you touched upon your services that are listed on your website. So what makes working with you or hearing, taking your classes different than what other people might offer? What makes you different?
Yeah, so you can get information about scams almost anywhere. It's everywhere on the internet. Most people with scam information talk about some red flags. They talk about some prevention tips, but they don't really talk about the psychology behind why people become victims. And so you have a bunch of information that's out there and people might heed that advice or might not, but they still won't report something because of those psychological factors, the embarrassment, the trust, the compassion. So you still have people becoming victims. So I really talk about the psychology behind the victimization, and I really hope that that will help people avoid becoming victims. And identity theft, there's some information about identity theft protection on there, how to protect yourself online, things like that. But there's no class like I teach. It's, again, an in-person class where I show you how easy it is to take somebody's identity. And so that's a very unique class. And there's not a lot of information out there about financial exploitation. People talk about physical abuse with seniors. Mm-hmm. They don't often talk about financial exploitation by caregivers or family members. And I think that is a huge piece of this puzzle that was missing. And so I really, that's kind of my biggest focus. That's my expertise, is the exploitation piece. And so that is unique to my business as well. And I'm also, like you had said, Joan, in the beginning, my expertise and my experience, I've seen what happens when somebody becomes a victim, and I've seen what happens at the end. I've seen prosecution. I've seen, no prosecutions. So I've really seen the whole before and after of that, that spectrum. And I think that really helps me to be able to hopefully get through to some people and let them know how to avoid becoming a victim.
Well, for our listeners, if you haven't realized by now, Jennifer is truly living her passion and her purpose. She oozes of this, and in everything that she does, her heart is so involved in this because she has seen the other side. She's seen that pain that happens to the victim as well as the victim's family. And again, the victim's family are going, oh my God, we never thought it would happen to us. And we don't go into anything thinking that something bad's going to happen. And in this day and age, you can't even imagine the badness. I mean, it's ratcheted up to another whole level. So in helping the families of seniors, what are some of the things that you can help them with?
Yeah. So the first tip I think that I would give anybody is family members, watch out for your family. Mm-hmm. We're family. Even if somebody's far away, my parents live in another state, my grandparents live in another state, mm-hmm. I still check in with them periodically. We have technology, do a Zoom call with them so you can physically see them, you can see expressions on their face. And if you see something, say something. That was an expression, I think, for terrorist activities after 9/11 for a while, but that is really applicable here in the fraud realm. Is if you see any red flags at all, say something, tell somebody. So often we think, oh, it's probably nothing, or yeah, they just don't want to talk to me, or they're in a bad mood, or it's just natural aging, or something like that, or maybe they wanted to give their money to that person. If there's signs of fraud going on, whether it's scams, identity theft, or exploitation, tell somebody, report it to another person. If you have any evidence of that, you see fraudulent charges on bank accounts, you see major changes in bank activity, you see somebody yelling at that senior, trying to coerce them to give them money, those are all signs or red flags of exploitation. Tell somebody. People always ask me, well, we don't know who to call. So there are two places for exploitation that you can really call is Adult Protective Services and law enforcement. A lot of people forget about law enforcement because they think, well, they can't do anything anyways. But the law enforcement piece is very important because not only can they investigate your case and possibly stop that person from doing what they're doing, but maybe somebody else has been a victim along the way. And they have some of the same similarities in their case that nobody would have known about or connected the dots if not for you reporting it. So it is so important. If you see something, say something, report it. And then the other tip that I have for seniors, for pretty much for anybody, is a couple of red flags that are, if you see this, it is fraud 100% of the time, run away. The first one is if somebody says, pay me via gift card or cryptocurrency, it is a scam, 100% run away. Somebody from the police will not call you saying that you need to pay for to get out of your warrant by a prepaid card. For those of you that don't know what prepaid cards are, it's like a credit card, looks just like a credit card, but there's no money on it until you load money on that. They're usually reloadable, but once they have that credit card information, it's like cash. They have all the money on that card. Nobody, no government organization, no legitimate business will ask for money on a prepaid card or cryptocurrency. And then again, the other thing is just continue talking to people, talk to your friends, talk to your family, let them know what's going on. You can still be independent. Don't be embarrassed. This happens to everybody. Real estate moguls, police officers have been victims of fraud. It happens to everybody. Don't be embarrassed. please share what's going on in your life with your friends and family.
Wow. Those are such wonderfully guiding words for us, words of encouragement, and to give us that courage and that energy to say that, yes, we need to get stronger. We need to have people behind us. So one of the things that Jennifer is offering is if you send her an email, she will be sending you back her tip sheet, her handout that she offers through her classes. As well, we'll also be including that tip sheet with the attachment when this show eventually ends up on my Peaceful Easy Healing YouTube channel as well. Jennifer, I don't even know where to say thank you. And my eyes have been opened to all the things I need to watch out for. And stranger danger is still stranger danger.
Right.
I don't care if you're 3 or 93, it's still stranger danger. So thank you so much. And again, audience, thank you so much for joining us at Awareness to Action. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining this Awareness to Action episode. Join me next time for more inspiring stories that will shift your perspective and allow you to see pathways toward a more fulfilling life. It doesn't come overnight, but with a positive outlook and a will to keep moving forward, you will get there, and it will be worth every twist and turn along the way. A willingness to learn from this experience is key. If Plan A doesn't work, remember, you have plans B through Z to continue your journey. With each adjustment, you're one step closer to turning a possibility into a reality. For more information about me or to work with me personally, visit peacefullyhealing.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.